December 13th morning session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Udaley?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Wheeler?
Here. Colleagues, I'd like to suspend the rules and begin this morning's council session with remembrances for a great leader for this city and for this state, Vera Katz. Vera Katz was, as many people have noted this week, larger than life. In all the descriptions I've read of Vera Katz this week, there's one common theme, and that was that she was a force of nature, leading her community to new heights. She made an indelible impact on our state and our city over four decades in leadership, from the early 1970s to after the turn of the new millennium. Mayor Katz represented, in my mind, the very best of the American spirit, from when she had to flee Nazi oppressors in Germany to her transformation from concerned citizen to fearless civic leader. Wherever she went, Mayor Katz seemed to break new ground, becoming Oregon's first female Speaker of the House, Portland's three-term mayor, and changing the fabric of the life in this city in the process. All of us in public service can aspire to her boldness, her candor, and especially her humanity. On a personal level, I always felt privileged to attend school with her son, Jesse. And in my mind, I can't separate Mayor Katz from Vera Katz, the mom, the school mom. My heart goes out to her and to her son, Jesse, and to Mel Katz, and all of her many colleagues and many friends that she met along the way here during this very difficult time. It's extremely rare that someone as accomplished in public life makes a similar impact in their personal life. And as I read all of the memories that people have put forth this week, it's clear that she did both. Even people who said, you know, I didn't really like her politics, but then they would go on to talk about an encounter they had had with her, an experience that they had had with her, or some opportunity that they had shared together in the community. And it's obvious she made an impact on people at a very personal level. She'll be remembered as mayor, as a legislator, as a mother, and as a friend to many in our community. We'll all miss her greatly. And I want to say something else on a personal note. As I sit here in the chair that she sat in for all those many years, I know I'm not a Vera Katz, but she's put the path before me. And I aspire to lead the way that she led this city. And I believe I'm capable of that. And I know her somewhere. She's looking down on me, hoping that I live up to that expectation. Colleagues? Commissioner Fritz?
So,
Commissioner Fish?
Mayor, two quick stories. 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was at the Knight Cancer Institute, where I spend about 7 hours every other week. And I had a little downtime, so I called Vera on my cell phone. And she answered, and she was heading to dialysis. And she had regular dialysis to deal with her health challenge. So we compared notes, and I had not spoken to Mayor Katz for some time, but she was as warm and funny, and I should say irascible, as ever. And at the very end of the conversation, she said something to the effect of, "Did you call me to ask for money?" And I said, "No, Mayor, I'm calling just to tell you that I love you, and I was thinking about you since we both have a shared struggle." The story, though, Mayor, that I will never forget, and that is familiar to some of the folks in the room today, is the way Mayor Katz stepped up right after 9/11 to represent our city. Now, as many of you know, it was not a well-kept secret that she was phobic about flying in airplanes. And she would do anything not to have to fly in an airplane. She was fearful of flying. Well, right after 9/11, Sholin Lowen DeZono organized a so-called Flight for Freedom, and 1,000 Oregonians went back to New York City. Well, not only did it require flying in an airplane, but it required flying in an airplane at a time just following the worst terrorist attack in our history. And I can assure you that a lot of planes weren't going into New York. So she had to overcome two significant concerns. But the sense was that you could not send a delegation of Oregonians without having Vera lead the delegation. So ultimately, she agreed to be the leader, and she flew to New York. And there was one moment that crystallized everything that I have come to know about this remarkable woman. There was a ceremony at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, which is the magnificent seat of the Episcopal Church in the northern part of New York City, right next to Columbia University. And it had been designated as the northern morgue for any terrorist attack. So it was the place where bodies were to be taken in a serious attack. And every year they do something called the Blessing of the Animals. And it's a significant event, and it generates about 3,000 people who come. That year, the Blessing of the Animals was especially poignant because they invited as the lead animals in the processional the dogs that were down in Ground Zero looking for bodies. So they honored those dogs, those highly trained dogs that were seeking out survivors. Mayor Katz was asked to speak on behalf of Oregon at the ceremony. It was televised. There were 3,000 people in the cathedral. Judy Collins sang. But the speaker that preceded her was Bobby Kennedy Jr. And Vera was not aware that Bobby Kennedy Jr. was going to be on the program. And what made that extraordinary is she came into politics because of Bobby Kennedy. It was Bobby Kennedy's father who inspired her to get into politics, so for her to follow Bobby Kennedy Jr. at that moment. Well, Vera rose and stood facing 3,000 people in this enormous cathedral, and she told her story about coming to America as a Jewish refugee and all that she had endured. And I had never heard that story before. And, as many of us know, she wasn't someone who was comfortable talking about herself in that way. She would not share those kinds of stories. Well, it turned out that when she came to New York as a refugee, she lived in a tenement right across the street from the cathedral. But she had never been in the cathedral because she never found it a welcoming place for a Jewish person. So here she was all these years later speaking in the cathedral. And she told her story, and then she got very emotional. And she offered the love and support of all of Oregon for the victims of 9/11. We all have our personal highlight reels of moments with Vera Katz, but I've never been prouder of her as a leader representing our city. And it made an indelible impression on the people of New York to have this feisty mayor get up and offer solace when it was needed. So I will never forget that and all that she did for our city, Mayor.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz.
Thanks, Mayor. I started my political awareness in Portland in 1991. So for the first 12 years of coming to this hall as a community activist, there was Mayor Katz being the leader, the person with Gretchen Kefauri who was directing policy for the city of Portland. And it wasn't until later that I realized how few women have been on the Portland City Council. That was the normal thing for me. And she was a great role model for that. Two things I particularly remember are, one, she never learned to drive. She was the archetypical Portlander, just used TriMet and loved it like I do, although I can drive. And secondly, people sometimes say that we have a weak mayor system in Portland. You think of Vera Katz, that is not a weak mayor. That was a strong mayor.
I usually give a long statement about...
One more thing, Mayor. Sorry.
Yes, please.
The Mayor has had a condolence book placed in the lobby downstairs, so if anybody would like to send a message to the family, somebody did that for me in 2014, and it was really helpful to me, so I encourage you to write your own member. It's down there.
Very good. And alternatively, if people want to send an email, I'll make sure that they get forwarded to the family. Ordinarily, we talk about conduct. I don't think we need to do that today. I think everybody knows the basics. Treat everybody with respect. You'll hear differences of opinion at the microphone. That's okay.